If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
So Julie's saying, I'm always tired. I always feel fatigued. I go and see this person, this person, this person. I just can't work out why I feel so tired. Do you have any suggestions? Hello and welcome to the Self-Belief Chief Podcast. You're here with David Holman. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the podcast for the latest episodes, research science, conversations. We're putting out content all of the time. So if you haven't done so already, please subscribe and let's begin. So you might resonate with Julie's predicament, always feeling tired and fatigued, just not really having that zest for life. And she's gone and spoken to people and seen people. She doesn't quite know what's going on. I talk a lot about energy because energy is the oxygen of confidence, right? Without energy, you cannot be a confident person. You cannot be a resilient person. You can't really enjoy life, truthfully. You need to have energy, but you need to have the energy. And the point around confidence is the energy to perform the abilities that you have at your best. So I look at about 10 different areas that affect people's energy levels. You'll have heard the expression, you are what you eat. Well, here's what I said to Julie. I said, Julie, you are what you consume. She says, what do you mean? I said, well, who you spend most of your time with, what you watch, what you listen to, what you eat, what you drink, and so on and so on and so on. You are what you consume. So if we have habits in most of those areas that would cause us to feel drained, more stressed, more uncomfortable, you know, more sloppy, then of course we're going to be tired. So I go through some of these things with her. I asked her, Julie, what do you watch? She goes, oh, I love serial killer and crime documentaries. I said, okay. Do they make you feel stressed and anxious? She goes, yeah, actually they do. Okay, all right. So does stress and anxiety cause people to feel tired and fatigued? Yeah, okay. So I'm not saying don't ever watch them. I'm saying we've got to have a think about, are we watching them too often, too consistently? I said, how much water do you drink, honestly? She goes, David, I don't really drink water. I said, right, okay. So do you think people who are dehydrated, do you think they have more energy or less energy? She said, less energy. I said, okay. So I keep going through all of these things, all of these different areas, and she has bad habits like lots of us do. But I wanted to point something out to her that I think a lot of people get wrong that you can very simply get right. Just an overarching point. One of the things that causes a sense of tiredness and fatigue amongst, you know, lack of sleep and everything else is actually if your environment, your internal environment, your body and what's going on inside is too acidic. The reason why our body holds onto fat is because if there's too much acid in the body, it holds onto fat to protect the vital organs. When our body becomes less acidic and more alkaline, then our body goes, oh, we can let go of some of this fat because the body's not so acidic, so we don't need to protect the vital organs in the same way. So a really simple thing you can do is just create a more alkaline environment. Right, not to solve or fix anything, but it's just a good thing as a sort of precautionary thing to do in your life. So drink enough water that has a neutral pH level water, right, as a neutral pH, but that's better than acidic foods. So make sure you're drinking enough water. That kind of helps to flush much of it out. And then in terms of diet, this is when we get into your greens, nuts. You can do a simple Google search and just look up alkaline foods. And my thing isn't about preventing people eating XYZ or stopping someone do this, that, the other. It's just that if you're going to do some of these things, you need to increase your alkaline intake to support that. So for example, bread is an extremely acidic food. So is lobster. Lobster's acidic because it's, you know, lobster's found at the bottom of the sort of seabed and where lots of acidic materials may also well be. And so you're creating a very acidic environment. So you need to consume enough kind of alkaline with that. So enough greens, right? Enough water, you know, twice as much greens with it to offset that acidity. You will notice a radical change in just how you feel day to day if you can just get that acidity level down. If you can get that down, you will feel brighter, you'll feel sharper, your brain will feel less foggy, you'll feel less tired, you'll feel less fatigued. And it's a very simple change that after about 2 or 3 weeks of Julie doing that, she started to feel revitalized. She started to feel more energetic, more passionate, more excited about things. And it's just such a simple adjustment that you can make. So try it out. Just increase your alkaline intake. Just do a bit of Google to learn a bit more about just being a bit more alkaline. And use it simply to just reduce some of that energy and fatigue. My name is David Holman. If you change today, today will change your life. So enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your life. If you want to visit the Self Belief Chief website to learn more, feel free to. And we'll speak to you again soon.